Hello and welcome to this special edition of Chatterbox. I'm Chris Skinner and you join me on my farm, High Ash Farm at Caistus and Edmund, just on the outskirts of Norwich. For this Christmas Chatterbox special, let's get inside to the warm, cosy living room of my farmhouse, and I'll tell you what we have coming up in the next hour or so. That's better. I'm going to sit down in my rocking chair by the fire. This is the business. I must take a note of the time, as I'm expecting the local players to call in to the farmhouse soon to perform a Chatterbox Christmas carol later on. But first of all, let's head out onto High Ash Farm, because often you associate winter with it being very cold and bleak, but there are sounds aplenty to keep me and you entertained. So come on, let's dive into one of the bottoms of the valleys, right where there's a lovely stream full of freshwater shrimp, even at this time of the year. And they have huge variety of different conditions to cope with, from slow running water like this, just trickling over the stones, down towards the lake where there's lots of fish in. Just listen to this lovely sound, it's very peaceful. After a batch of heavy rain or snow melting at this time of the year, which we do sometimes still get, that stream can be changed for a torrent in a matter of hours. Just listen to this. It's absolutely frightening. And that's what I mean about the variety of sounds in the countryside. They're all easy to hear, all around us, from High Ash Farm right down to where our local stream, which we just heard running there, and that joins the River Tass down at the bottom of the farm. The Tass joins the River Yare just at this confluence at Trowse in Norwich, and the Yare, of course, flows out at Yarmouth or Yarmouth and helps fill the sea and keep that full too. And of course, all around the Norfolk coast, you can hear this lovely sound at this time of the year. I just like to sit by the seaside and just listen to this. I just love that sound. Brings back memories of my childhood fishing with my father off the beach. Hang on a minute, I'm just going to put a few logs on the fire now. That's better. Just the job. I love a good crackling log fire. And pheasants roasted for Christmas dinner. But this isn't roasting pheasants, these are roosting pheasants. So we're going to go into the evening now and then head off into the night. One of the first sounds you hear, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon at this time of the year, just as it's getting dusk, is this sound. It's the sound of pheasants on the farm going up to roost in the trees. Just listen to this. They go up to roost at this time of the year because the leaves are all off the trees. During the summer months, they go to sleep on the ground, but there are things like stoats and weasels around which would catch them, and unmentionable, there are foxes on the farm as well. But just love having the pheasants there. They make that lovely sound. So that's around 4 o'clock in the evening or early, late afternoon. And from that point onwards, there are lots and lots and lots of sounds. So we now go to about 4:15, just after the pheasants have gone to roost. You can hear this sound at the farm. Just absolutely incredible. This sound is in Fox's Grove. It's 30 acres of woodland. And it's a favourite roost of crows, jackdaws and rooks. And they go to sleep, roost, in the top of ash trees. And almost at some unforeseen sign, around 3,000 of them descend into this area of woodland. Here they come. All happens in a few seconds. The whole woodland is filled up with the noise of their chatter. I just wish I knew what they were all saying. The noise is phenomenal. And just a few minutes later, the sound drops away and they all go to sleep for the night. It's just about dark now. An incredible sight and an incredible sound too. Wow.